sangre ni sufrimiento.
No más del que hiciste beber.
Lo único que se llevará nuestro viento.
Eres tu pequeño y mezquino imperio.
Margie's heart. There were pieces of a broken heart scattered around the yard in front of Margarita's house. It didn't look like Margie had made it through the screen door last night with all her vital organs intact. It was quite a messy scene. Something started swelling inside her chest months ago when she first met Raul at Maldonado's mini-mart by the cemetery on Downey Road. He seemed so right. And so terribly wrong when she first eyed him from top to bottom. But it was the sound of his voice that was like a beautiful bolero playing in her ears that convinced her heart to beat to the rhythm of his song. But soon after dances were danced, kisses were kissed, hands were held, and promises exchanged, he left. She waited and waited, but he never returned. So here we are, John, Lucha, Elena Rios, and Paul, on her lawn picking up pieces of her poor, broken corazón. After 2 hours of searching through the weeds, we were lucky to find almost all the parts, except for one. Margarita Consuelo Chavez would have to go on through her life with that one piece missing.
Thank you. lágrimas me están secando.
Ironsides. Pues vámonos entonces. We'll take Ironsides. Ay, papá. Do we have to take that trip? Why not, mija? You can sit in back and watch the movie. What if it gets cold? Come on, put a jacket then and hurry up. Mom, can't we take Lily Celica? We can all fit.
Look, mija, that's your padre, and he likes doing stuff like that.
But, Ma, I don't. Especially when he drops me off at school. It's embarrassing.
I could go to school with Lily.
Or I could always walk. It's not that far. Right, Rudy?
Get off Dad's case, moco. He's ruco.
That's his troca. What do you want?
Don't call me that, you stupid.
I'm just saying. I am now announcing that Ironsides is now ready for boarding for our trip to the movie show starring Ricardo Montalban and Samueras.
We squeezed into the cab, picked up Mama Lisa, stopped to get some sodas, and drove off to the show.
Rudy's party.
There were roses growing in a patch by the screen door. On the pink steps, spotted spearmint fixed our stomachs when too much cake and jello kept us up at night. Little Rudy's party went on and on and on. Even after Rudy fell asleep, tired from running circles in the brown grass, too excited about anything, not knowing or caring about turning 5. I guess everything looks so big when you're that small. Huge shoes coming through the house singing, "Déjame morir." Uncle Pancho whistled, and Tio Benny wore that dumb-looking straw hat and always put on cowboy boots when he got drunk. Stunk bad in our faces, saying, "Ay, qué chulo." Oh, yeah, and Manuel could fly. Well, he said he could, only when the moon was full, or more like when his belly was full of cough medicine and beer. The hot dogs and bread tasted good, but the beans had fat chunks of onion that made me sneeze. My grandmother liked them that way, with a big orange soda on the side, so I made her a plate to take to her because she can't come out no more. Some of the presents were wrapped in the Sunday funny papers, some wrapped in the white butcher stuff you get at Carvajal's Dandy Market. But Rudy won't be opening them today. He's too little and sleepy. I bet he'll be up real early tomorrow before the pots line up at the corner for soup and eyes are too red to get out of bed. Everybody got silly and somebody got very stupid that long day. But the sky forgave and the clouds moved away, making it all right. "Happy birthday to you," the rooster cried. "Happy birthday for you," the bird sang up in the palm trees. "And have a nice life," all the neighbors shouted. And for miles around, car horns honked and lunch wagons tooted their goofy songs. Even the church bells rang 5 times for Rudy, and 1 more time for good luck.
Good morning, Aslan. There's a tattoo heart with an arrow through the middle of a name that looks like Joe. And a young girl is looking at her makeup in the mirror, puts a little gold ring on her toe. I've got to say 1, 2, 3 more things before I go on. There is a sharp-dressed man playing something on a fiddle in the backyard right next door. And everybody's mother is cooking something in the kitchen, got dishes stacked from ceiling to floor. I've got to say 1, 2, 3 more things before I go on. You can't run and try to hide away. Here comes another day. A red rooster crows, a little Mexican tune on the chain link fence by the gate. Somebody's daddy out there honking on the horn. Hurry up. We're going to make him late. I've got to say 1, 2, 3 more things before I go on. You can't run and try to hide away. Here it comes. Here comes another day. If you're long down that highway, no matter where you are, you're never really far. Good morning, Aslan. There's a big fat heart with an arrow through the middle of this place that I'll call home. And when I get lost and don't even have a nickel, there's a piece of dirt I can call my own. I've got to say one, two, three more things before I go on. You can't run and try to hide away. Here it comes. Here comes another day. Where you are never really far away. Good morning, Aslan.
Purple moon. The telephone woke him early in the morning. He sat up and giggled and listened to it ring and ring until it stopped ringing. Somebody knocked at the door, so he went over, peeked through the window, and watched them knock and knock until they stopped knocking and went away. He made his way across the kitchen, around the table to the back door, and let the birds out one by one. First the brown one, and then the white one, and then the one with the funny spots on its head. He watched them soar up into the sky till they were just specks in the blue. He climbed the ladder up the side of the garage to get a better look and saw them float far, far away. He felt real sad and real glad. Too soon the night came, and he lifted the shades as the moon came over the fence. It was kind of purple and bright. And it scared him a little bit. So he went out and stood on the grass and stared right up at it to show himself he wasn't afraid. They made friends real quick. And the cat came over to see what was going on. And the two of them went back into the house and turned out the light so the moon could come back in. And lay down and went to sleep. The telephone woke them early the next morning. And they sat up and laughed and listened to it ring and ring until it stopped ringing.
Maybe a moonbeam to light the way when evening comes has no worry. Don't care about the cold outside, only a black wish for magic ride on wings of gold. Only a daydream, maybe a moonbeam, just a star bright. Forever nightshade, merry good night. A star bright to shine behind big clouds of joy. Only a daydream, maybe a moonbeam, just a star bright. Forever nightshade, merry good night. Just a star bright, forever nightshade, merry good night.
crayon sun. Scrunched up face in a picture booth, feet don't reach the bathroom floor. Ball goes flying, neighbor's trees need me to climb. Crayon sun hung on the fence. Someone laughs at my shoes on wrong, finger pointed at the moon. A little scared when the thunder rolls, counting cars from my screen door. Reaching out for a hand to hold. This is what I am.
Two skinny dogs yelling at the sky. Surprise in my suit.
I am a paletero.
Yo soy un paletero y te vengo a vender unas ricas paletitas. Aquí tengo de aguacate, también tengo de limón. Yo traigo de naranja y hasta tengo de jamón. Tengo fresa, uva, pasa o el sabor que quieres tú. Si te gusta algo que pica, hasta tengo chile tú. Yo soy un paletero y no sé a dónde voy, pero vendo alegría y un paletero soy, ¿ok? I got all kinds of colors, green and white and red. And if you do not like it, try a purple one instead. You like them in the summer when the sol is really hot. And even in the winter, cold or not. Sell them for a quarter, sell them for a dime. Some that taste like whiskey. Some as sweet as wine. I am a paletero. I don't know where I go. I sell you something happy. Un paletero knows. Okay?